waiting patiently on the line, Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavs, joining us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig.
How are you? Are you doing today? All right, good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right.
Had a good night's sleep.
That's good. Well, you didn't have to travel to now. So we're taking on Toronto, which I know is north of us, and yet you're playing down in Florida. This is all. Is this where the Raptors do their home court for the most part?
Yeah. Well, all season long, Bruce. It's because of obviously COVID,
right?
And the Canadian government's response, and so the Raptors as well as the Blue Jays are not allowed to play games in their home city. So the Raptors, I don't really know the specific details as to how they ended up in Tampa, but they've played every one of their home games in Tampa. So, yes, a team north of the border went to the Sunshine State to play the Cavaliers.
Tim, do you know if they let in fans down there, and if so, what kind of response they've had?
Again, we were watching it off the monitor last night, so there were some fans, and again, this not to get too deep in the weeds, but the NBA decided they wanted fans at the game, which then left it up to the individual states, and of course, not to get into the political side of things either. I'm not going there, but, you know, Florida Governor DeSantis has determined that things should be more open, so there were some fans at the arena last night.
Well, let's see a little bit of a highlight.
Last night, Darius Garland was one assist away from a double-double. Same story tonight. He's at 13-9. And well over 6 minutes to play. And there it is on the alley-oop to Okoro. Darius Garland now with a double-double and Okoro with a new career high. He's got 20.
Moving without the ball against the zone. Beautiful.
Shorthanded Cavs last night. I saw seven Cavs listed as out is what they said last night.
Yeah, shorthanded is an understatement.
Right.
They had seven guys that weren't able to go last night. The three that had been the night before, Colin Sexton, of course, with the concussion, and then Dylan Windler recovering from knee surgery, and Torian Prince with that sore ankle. But now, after the game Sunday night in Washington, they added four more to the list, and it was just a depleted squad. But I'll tell you what, Bruce, you cannot fault the effort of the Cavaliers last night. If they play that way every night, good things are going to happen. They played hard. They gave JB every single solitary thing they could. It was a team, I think, that just kind of wilted in that fourth quarter, especially going on a back-to-back.
Now, I'm going to be sort of gentle about this because we kind of have to maybe address the issue, just a brief issue related to Kevin Love. Here's what – there was an inbound pass from the ref after a score, and he kind of just sort of batted it or hit it down. The other team took it and got a three-point out of it. They asked the coach after a little bit of this, and just a moment, hear what he said.
What was Kevin doing at the end of the third quarter there?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask Kevin, Chris.
He was obviously disappointed with that. Apparently, Kevin apologized to the team. When did you saw that, what were you thinking was going on at that moment when he kind of just sort of tipped it back and then the other people, you know, got the ball?
Well, first of all, again, it was a bad move on Kevin Love's part. You can't sugarcoat that. And according to JB, he did apologize to his teammates. Not to get too deep into the weeds as far as how we do these games off monitors, but we're at the mercy of the other team's feed. So in other words, we get the feed that the other team's television is sending out, or the other team's arena is sending out. So to be honest, and I'm, you know, not dodging your question, I did not see it until about midway through the fourth quarter of play, because the other team's feed, the Toronto feed coming out of Tampa, they didn't show it at the end of the third. So if you recall, or if anybody was listening, I said the Cavs turn it over because I didn't see Love just slap the ball. All I saw was the Toronto player pick it up and then fire it out front, and Flynn hit the three ball, and I didn't quite see how the Cavs turned it over. And then into the fourth quarter is when I finally saw the replay where a different camera angle had picked it up. And boy, it's unfortunate. It's bad for Kevin Love, and certainly it has created a firestorm on social media, justifiably so. And we'll see how the Cavs handle it here in the next 24 hours.
Tim, they were shorthanded last night. Can you kind of give us a quick review of why?
Who? How much time
maybe
do we
not,
have?
Maybe not.
No, so coming out of the Washington game on Sunday, two guys suffered concussions in that game. Isaiah Hartenstein, he got involved, again, accidentally in a headbutting incident. And so he had a concussion, and Lamar Stevens also had a concussion as he got hit in the head. So you lost two guys to a concussion. Matthew Dellavedova had a neck strain coming out of the ball game, so that kept him out of things. And let's see, who was our fourth player that came? Oh, Larry Nance Jr. Yeah, and I saw that as it happened. Larry Nance has a fractured right thumb, and if anybody was listening Sunday night, that was the game in Washington, he immediately kind of held his hand and kind of put it up next to his body, and I thought, oh, no, and sure enough, he had a fractured thumb. So four guys in that Washington game got hurt and weren't available for last night.
That seems to be a, well, at least from occasion, the other teams have suffered that issue too. In other words, there's a lot of these sort of shorthanded, whether it's related to COVID or they're just maybe injuries or something, where you suddenly seem to have these very limited benches and, you know, backups, people playing like that. So it's created kind of just a unique situation for many teams this year.
Well, Bruce, there's been a lot of talk about this, that the NBA with the condensed schedule but trying to get these 72 games in within a shortened period has really created a lot of stress on these guys. And so the injuries are just piling up. And, you know, I think they're going to look at this. Now, hopefully we'll never, ever have to go through anything like this again. But it has really created a difficult situation for these teams because there isn't one team in the league that hasn't gone through a pretty significant injury. And, of course, the players are saying, boy, you took all these games and you compacted them into a short period of time. And we just haven't had a time, haven't had the opportunity to recoup after games. There's a lot of back-to-backs. Last night was the Cavs and actually the Raptors 14th back-to-back on the year. The Cavs have another back-to-back this weekend with a Friday and a Saturday. And so these guys and their bodies are just being pushed to the max, and I think we're seeing the result of that.
You also had the shorter turnaround, or maybe you mentioned that, you know, from the end of the season to the beginning of this one.
Right.
As well. And of course, now it looks like mostly home cooking for the Cavs for the most part. There's just a couple, three more?
Yeah, the Cavs are down to three road games. That's it. There's only three more road games on the schedule. The next five are at home, and eight of the next nine are at home. So a lot of games at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse here to close out April and into the early part of May.
Just to get some consistency, and we'll see how things work out for the month of May. But we'll talk again next week as we continue on with the Cavs this season. Tim, thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Tim Alcorn joining us, the voice of the Cavs here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL. Cavs next up for us will be coming up on Wednesday. They take on Orlando.